This summer, we're bringing you stories of Ohioans living with disabilities. Today, we meet Daryl Dean, who works at a disability services organization in Dayton. As WISO's April Leslie explains, at first, Daryl struggled to find a job after he graduated from high school.
Daryl Dean refuses to get upset about the little things.
I don't know where my attitude comes. I just got a good attitude all around. I know I do get down sometimes, but mostly I'm up.
The 45-year-old was born with spina bifida and hydrocephalus, conditions that can cause paralysis and neurological issues. He's had several surgeries and faced a lot of medical problems because of his disability, but he says he's mostly come to terms with it. He says his large family is one reason for that. They never made him feel different.
There's nothing I can do about my disability, you know. I've got it, you know. So I have to live with it, you know. It doesn't bother me or anything. I just cope with it and go on.
Daryl says he never saw his disability as a barrier to his success until he graduated from high school and started looking for a job.
It was tough because I know I went to like three different places to interview, and the one place that I interviewed, I had a job coach, and the guy that was interviewing me was asking my job coach the questions and not me. And she's like, "He's right there. If you want to ask him something, ask him something. Ask him a question." People are nervous, and I can understand that. They just don't want to ask questions that, you know, they feel like if they ask, what will you say or what will your reaction be? And
Daryl uses a wheelchair to get around, and he has extra fluid around his brain, causing his head to be enlarged. He says some people stare at him rather than talk to him.
And that really bugs me when they do that, and they don't ask questions. Be straight up with me. You know, if you got a question, ask me. Don't just stare or anything like that. Just ask, and I can answer it the best to my knowledge.
He eventually did get a job, one at McDonald's, which he loved. He worked there for 6 years until medical issues forced him to take time off. Now, Daryl works at United Rehabilitation Services, a day program for adults and children with disabilities. He says it's made him feel like he's part of a community that understands him. He's been there for over 10 years now, and he says he still looks forward to work every day. Daryl lives with his sister, but he wants to live on his own someday, or with a significant other. That idea scares him a little bit. He's hopeful it'll happen, but for now, he's leaving it up to fate.
I'm hoping it will, but we'll wait and see down the road.
You seem like the type of guy that's just sort of like, it happens or it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I am. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. You know, what can you do?
That was Daryl Dean. We were introduced to him by his colleagues at United Rehabilitation Services. When he's not working, Daryl's in a bowling club. His average is 120. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.
You've been listening to a story from our series, Just Ask, talking about disability. What questions do you have for Daryl Dean? Tell us by going to WYSO.org. That's also where you can learn more about the series and the organizations that helped make it possible.